Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody. The next time you hear my voice on this podcast, it will be from a comedy club. That's right. We're finally doing a Doug Loves Movies in front of a limited and distanced audience. So come on out this Wednesday, June 9th, if the Improv in Brea, California is convenient for you. Or listen next week. I will say that I've put together a pretty cool prize crate, including a very, very soft blanket, a book about whales, a clock, a puzzle, a bottle of Uncle Nearest 1884 whiskey, and the Benny doll from the movie Benny Loves You.
Benny loves you!
I gotta get rid of this thing. I gotta get it out of my house before it kills me.
Oh, wow.
Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love Mallards. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again with another Homes Alone edition. But the next show is going to be, as you probably already know, in front of an audience. So come see the first Doug Loves Movies live in over a year at the Brea Improv this Wednesday night. Improv.com or DougLovesMovies.com to find the link for tickets. The presenting sponsor of Doug Loves Movies is OCB Rolling Papers. French kiss Mother Nature with OCB. Enjoy the show. It's Sunday, June 6, 2020, and my guests today are Brandon Collins, Doug Mellard, and Jonah Ray. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey. Hey.
Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically, starting with our first-time guest, Brandon Collins. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, everybody. Brandon Collins joining you from New York City.
Yeah,
I'm all fancy over here.
I didn't know which coast you were going to be on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I keep it mysterious. You know, when I get booked, you know, I'll say I'm Albuquerque, but I'm really just back in New York. I never travel, y'all.
And you mentioned one podcast in your bio on Twitter, but I was also told that you have another podcast. Is this true? You have two podcasts?
Yeah, so I have two podcasts. The first one is Medium Popcorn, which is one of the most insane movie review podcasts out. Just listen to our theme song and debate me if you don't think it's the greatest one ever. And then Drunk Black History, which is also a live show that's coming back this month to celebrate Juneteenth. And essentially my co-host and I, we celebrate unspoken Black heroes in American history that just haven't gotten their due yet. So we try to give them their flowers.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all of them, right? All of the Black heroes.
Absolutely. Including OJ.
You got your work cut out. that's great. And thank you for being here. I appreciate that you're a listener to the show. And how do you think you'll hold up trivia wise? Are you good at movie trivia?
I sometimes am good at movie trivia, but if I start sweating in my palms, I might be in trouble. Because that's when the anxiety kicks in, and the doctor did not give me new meds. So it's gonna be interesting.
Well, these, you know, you're up against two of the most competitive dudes I know. And when I say that, I'm being sarcastic. Is a frequent guest on the show and co-host of Wide World of Doug's, one of my other podcasts. Doug Mellard is here. Hello, Doug.
Hey, buddy. It's been a couple days. How you doing?
Yeah, we were just talking to who were we talking to? Proops?
Proops, Greg Proops. That's right. That was a fun one.
We were just talking to Proops a few days ago. So, and coming up next, Doug Loves Movies, listeners will enjoy this. The next guest on Wide World of Doug's is going to be none other than Scott Aukerman. Yeah. So we're Doug and I are both busy writing questions for him.
Yeah.
also joining us is the star of the new Sparks Brothers movie, the movie called Sparks Brothers. It's Jonah Ray. Hey.
Hey, everybody. It's me from the Sparks doc.
How much do you show up in it?
You know, I don't want to ruin the surprise that people will feel when they go to watch the Sparks doc. I just, like, you know, you tell me how much I'm in it, and then it'll be fun for you to figure it out. It could be anywhere between, you know, 15 minutes to not at all.
Wait, now I'm thinking you're not in it at all. Why did I think you were in it?
I don't know. I think maybe you think I'm, you know, cooler than I am. I think maybe that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're not Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I wonder, is there just some guy that looks like me that you might have seen in the trailer?
Maybe that, or I thought, because there's a lot of quick talking heads in it. So that's why I was kind of joking around that you're the star in it, because even if you were in it, you'd like a sentence probably. So, but you only got cut out a little bit.
Yeah.
In it much to begin with. I don't know. I just jumped to conclusions because, you know, I think of you as a music guy in the world of comedy. I mean, you know, they talked, Jake Fogelnest is in it. Like, so why wouldn't you be in it?
That's a good point. You know, I don't know why I wasn't in it. Maybe it's because I like never really got into Sparks. I mean, I like them fine. I think their song that was covered by Crucial Taunt is a really good one. You know, Ballroom Blitz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're great, and
yeah, they wail.
Yeah, and so sorry that I mean, I'm glad we gave them another. I might as well say again, the movie comes out on June 18th. And
I mean, it looks great. I'm excited for it. Edgar is excited for his first time.
It is great.
Yeah.
It is great. It's really, it's like, it might be for me, like top five movie docs, you know, I've ever, music docs that I've ever, ever seen, because it's just, it's done so creatively. They're interesting to learn about because you are learning about them. Like, no matter, even Sparks fans, there's tons of stuff they don't know about them. So it's, and they've been making music for so long that, it's a great documentary, and, you know,
yeah, I'm very proud of it. I'm very, very proud of it.
I'm very proud to know that I know someone that was almost in it.
Yeah.
but I'll get people who were really in it on the show sometime soon, just to, you know, just to be proper about it.
Yes.
And
then you'll ask them about Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah. I'm going to get Edgar Wright on here and say, hey man, do you like talking to those robots on that show? real quick, before we get into the first thing we do before the next thing we're going to do, the BO report is that summer is now here.
So stock up on deodorant. Stupid joke. We are going to take a quick break, and then we're going to visit Recommendation Nation. We'll be right back. We're back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
It's time to visit Recommendation Nation. And if you guys don't know what this means, I would like each of you to recommend one movie, and one movie only, that you think people would enjoy and that you think is better than the movies that the other two people are going to say. Because then I pit the three movies against each other on the Doug Loves Movies Twitter account, and people vote, and we determine once and for all which of the three is the best. It's absolutely meaningless, but also fun. Who wants to go first? Doug?
Well, I've still kind of been on my bad movies quarantine kick, so I think I'm going to get beat because it's just going to be another Roadhouse-like movie. I'm continuing.
Because you're going to recommend it? So you're...
Well, I mean,
don't recommend a movie that is bad.
I can recommend a great bad movie. That's okay. Still fun.
I mean, there's only Roadhouse when we're talking great bad movies, but go ahead.
Max.
What do you also think is a great bad movie?
Here's another great bad movie that I rediscovered. I hadn't seen it since childhood, but Hard Target starring Van Damme.
Okay, I'll give you that movie. One.
You get Wilford Brimley on a horse riding away from an explosion. It doesn't get better than that.
I mean, Jean-Claude Van Damme finds an excuse to do the splits in pretty much every movie, but doing it between two parking meters, which there are never two that are that close together in the first place, but doing it between two parking meters is impressive. I think he does it in that movie.
Yeah. He also punches a snake and knocks it out with one punch. It's pretty good.
Or maybe does he do it on two of those like kind of old fashioned horse posts that are still on the streets?
Yeah. For whatever reason, on the streets of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Very wealthy with a mullet. Great.
But it's a fun, you know, his acting's not great. And, the story's not great, but it's still a fun movie to watch for sure.
Oh, yeah. Give it a whirl.
All right. Let's go to Jonah. What do you think, Jonah? Do you want to recommend a movie that you think is better than Hard Target?
Sure. Oh man, if this is, I'm racking my brain now. What could be better than Hard Target? The movie that I don't know how I missed growing up, but I found, and it's a great, if on the same kick as what Doug was talking about. It's a good bad movie, but it's a blast to watch with friends, and it's Wes Craven's Deadly Friend. Ooh, which is a wild movie. That it's basically Wes Craven was kind of trying to make a kind of this family friendly caper movie where a guy that this brilliant kid makes a robot. And then it's, you know, kind of got that Johnny Five kind of almost Spielberg magic to it. But then clearly towards the like end of the kind of development of this movie, they're like, it's like, ah, this isn't really working out. You're going to have to pull out some Wes Craven stuff. So then there's this violent neighbor dad that ends up killing his daughter by pushing her down the stairs. And then this guy saves the girl by putting her brain into his robot. And it is a wild, wild movie. And a lady's head gets exploded by a basketball being thrown by this person.
Or not just any lady. That's Mama after she's been thrown from a train.
Yep.
And she's Mama Fratelli. Basketball thrown in her face. And when does it? Why does a basketball make a person's head explode?
Because if science has shown us that if you throw a basketball fast enough, and it had, the person has to be of a certain age to have it explode their head.
Oh, that's why there's no old basketball players. That makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. The girl who plays the robot is Christy Swanson.
Oh, right. Wow. So you can sit there and hate her for her political views now.
Yes. So I think that's better than Hard Target.
Okay. Well, I feel like Brandon, this is yours to win because we've so far we have got two of what we call good bad movies. Do you have anything to recommend that's good? Good.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to go with Jurassic Park, which I just watched for the probably at least 45th time last week. It still holds up. It's incredible. I get to see people get eaten by dinosaurs, and it's just a fun time.
It really is. Like, I remember when it came out, I must have had like 10 minutes of it in my stand-up act because it's great, but it's also, it's a little insane. Like,
it's,
I know
it's not insane. It's batshit.
It's not Wes Craven level insane, but to have a little kid get electrocuted on a fence and then his hair is comically standing up.
And that's before he gets chased by velociraptors and thrown all over the place. I mean, those kids would have died in a real world scenario, but I saw the anniversary screening a few years ago. And I guess this dude had never seen Jurassic Park before. So the scene where Laura Dern's like, yeah, like we only have two velociraptors to deal with unless they learn how to open doors. And then it cuts to the door opening. And this dude was like, oh, hell no, nigga. I was like, oh, so this guy's never seen this movie because this has been out for 20 something years. It was the best movie going experience ever.
Yeah, I used to say that, because they talk about how they learn and they figure out how to open a door. Yeah. And I'm like, I extrapolated it further, like them going, oh no, they've learned how to dial 9 for an outside line. I think that's going to win, but you never know because we got some crazy people listening to this podcast and everybody's got their own, hot takes on what is good. So I'll put this to the test and we'll find out in a day or so. Which one of these movies is the best? It's game time. And I'd like to start with Rolling With It, presented by OCB Rolling Papers.
Today's show is presented by OCB Rolling Papers. OCB is the largest rolling paper brand in the world and has been one with nature, crafted naturally since 1918. So you know they've perfected the process for a consistently great session time after time. In perfect harmony with nature, sustainable practices, the highest quality textile papers reasonably sourced and sustainably crafted have always been the OCB signature. OCB offers a full line of papers made with sustainable fibers, including flax, wood, organic hemp, bamboo, virgin, and come in a full line of sizes in both booklets and cones. No GMOs, no chlorine, and no dyes in OCB papers. All OCB papers are plant to puff. OCB makes their own paper from their mill in Avion to the factories they own in Perpignan. I don't know how to say it, but it's in France. With all fibers and packaging materials sustainably farmed from within a 500-kilometer radius, and the always sticks acacia gum grown in African fields that OCB has been reforesting for decades. Unlike most other brands that buy their paper from a third party, OCB oversees the entire paper-making process, ensuring a century of quality straight to your hands. And best of all, their paper booklets are made in a facility that's powered by 100% green energy. That's awesome. In 2020, OCB rolled out America's first ultra-thin, slow-burning bamboo rolling paper and cones that have been taking the market by storm. Using only unbleached French milled bamboo, OCB is aiming to make bamboo your second favorite plant. As always, they are harvested responsibly, highly sustainable, chlorine-free, dye-free, bleach-free, even-burning, GMO-free, and vegan. Ask for OCB wherever you buy your papers and sample the entire line of products. In the meantime, OCB has an unreal deal for our listeners. Visit OCBUSA.com/Doug to get four booklets of OCB and a rolling tray for only $4.99. This bundle is worth $20. Limited time only. Follow OCB on Instagram. That's at OCBUSA to stay in touch with the natural wonder of OCB. Must be 21 plus to buy our papers and follow our social accounts. Back to the show.
This is a game where you gotta bid on how many movies you think you can name that a particular actor or actress that I name is in. So we'll start with Brandon. I'll name an actor. You tell me how many movies that actor is in you think you can name in 60 seconds. Oh, producer Matt, by the way, Ryan's always standing by with a 60-second clock when I say go. So if you could take a look at that and let us know if we run out, you know, when the 60 seconds is up.
Will do.
And so Brandon's going to say how many movies he thinks he can name. And then Doug can either challenge him to name that movie, name those people, or he can add more, he can roll with it, add more numbers to his bid, and it moves like that. Then it goes to Jonah, and it could come back around to Brandon. We got three rounds, and this game also doesn't matter that much because the second game's one that really counts. Just so people don't, there's no reason to, you know, panic or get sweaty. Brandon, and also you can try to bluff. Sometimes I'll say the name of an actor and that one of my guests will go, I don't even know who that is. And I'm like, well, okay, then you're gonna lose this round. But you can bluff it away, you know, you can just say confidently a number and then, you know, go from there. Cause also you can bid really low. You can say, I can name one movie. And of course you're not gonna get challenged on that. The actor or actress, in this case, it's an actor, Paul Giamatti.
Ooh.
How many Paul Giamattis do you think you can name, Brandon?
At least eight.
Oh, I love it. He thinks he can do eight Giamattis in a minute or less, Doug Mellard. What do you think? Can you do more than that? Or do you want to challenge Brandon and make poor Jonas sit over there and do nothing?
In my head, I'm going to think I can do more. But I bet in reality it's not going to be as many as I want. So I'm going to say name it.
All right.
Oh, damn. Okay.
We'll start with you next, Jonas. You'll get to play. But this round, Brandon has 60 seconds in eight Paul Giamatti movies. I will say the number after each one. So don't say them too fast. Take a breath in between each one.
Okay.
And your time starts now.
Okay. Sideways.
One.
Cinderella Man.
Two.
Saving Private Ryan.
Three.
I believe he was in 12 Years a Slave.
Four.
What was that movie? With Hope Davis. American Splendor.
Five.
Big Fat Liar.
Six.
Whoa.
Yeah, damn it. Oh man, this is not good. I overset Cinderella Man, right?
Yeah.
Goldfish. I remember seeing that movie.
Okay.
Then Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
Totally forgot that one. And then
I think that's eight.
Oh, sweet. Oh, thank God. Yeah. So much. I'm so glad this is a video.
What's the, did you think of one more though?
San Andreas. He was in that with The Rock, right?
Oh, I bet he was. He's probably like, you can't take that helicopter. but congratulations. You did it, Brandon.
Sweet.
Yeah, that was, I'm impressed because eight, that's a strong opening bid. And so you get the point, but Doug's not penalized other than Jonah gets to go first this next round. And then it's going to come to you, Doug.
Okay.
Giamatti's in two of my favorite movies, American Splendor and Safe Men.
Oh, Safe Men.
American Splendor is awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, you said Hope Davis earlier because she and Giamatti are so good in that. That Giamatti was like, didn't even get nominated for that or Sideways. No, nope. That's just insane.
He got nominated for Cinderella Man. I was like, really?
Yeah. Yeah, the awards people definitely love him, but they don't get his. I think that American Splendor, like that movie. I think everybody missed the boat on that one. I think it's so good.
It's one of my all-time favorites. And Judah Friedlander as Toby Radloff is an incredible, incredible performance.
Yeah, because if you know, first knowing Judah makes it interesting.
Yeah.
Because he's not like that. And then, like, having seen the real guy, there's lots of footage of him on, you know, MTV and stuff. Like, it seems like, you know, Judah's like,
going too big, right?
Yeah, it seems too big. And then you see the real guy. It's like, oh, spot on.
Yeah, yeah. If anything, he tempered it down a tad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's, you know, he is a little bit better looking. Yeah. All right. So,
a little bit.
Yeah. He's got the movie star looks that Toby didn't have. Okay, so we'll start with you, Jonah, on this next one. This is an interesting one. It's Lucius Malfoy himself, Mr. Jason Isaacs.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Hung out with that guy at a con once. Real nice.
Really?
Yeah. We were both at a Miami con, super con or whatever. We went out to dinner a couple times. But I don't know his career that much. So I'm going to have to say if I even tried to like name all the Harry Potters, I would get it wrong. Cause I don't remember which ones exactly he's in. And I wouldn't remember all the names of all the, like, you know, the tags of the stuff. So I'm going to have to just go with, shit. I don't even, now I'm blanking entirely on whatever he's in.
Oh man.
Maybe you should say one and hope that Doug won't challenge you.
Yeah. Okay. One.
Okay. Jonah thinks he can think of one movie that the guy that's in Harry Potter movies is in.
Yeah. I would just like, but I know you would hold me, you would hold my ass at the fire with like, oh, it's like, it's not the Deathly Hollow, it's the Deathly Hollows or something. You know, I don't remember all the fucking names of them.
Yeah. No, that is tricky for some adult men. Harry Potter movies. But I get it. What do you think, Doug? What's your bid?
Well, I know, I think one movie and one TV show, so I'm going to have to tell him to name it, I guess, because we're tied.
You don't think, you know, you can come up with two?
I don't think so. I know one, but I don't want to say it. Oh, my God. Right.
Well, okay, so you're going to challenge Jonah to do one, but I still have to talk to Brandon for a second. How many would you have said?
I can at least do four just off the Harry Potter movies alone.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought was going to happen, was that you people could kind of coast through the Harry Potter thing, but you never know who's a muggle and who's not. So, Jonah, for the point, name one Jason Isaacs movie.
I'm going to just play it safe because I know he's in it and I won't have to remember which Harry Potter he's in, but I'm going to say The Death of Stalin.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't want this win. It feels wrong.
It's really,
I can only think He plays Dick Dastardly in Scoob. That's all I can think of.
Yeah.
Oh, I can think of that was the Patriot, because he killed all Mel Gibson's kids in that.
Oh, that's right.
He like, killed everybody in that family.
Yeah. And he's in, of course, I did the research on the Harry Potters, and it turns out that he's credited as being in every single one of them.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
You wouldn't have to guess which ones he was in. You just would have had to, get the titles right.
Yeah, that's nothing I would have been able to do. I've seen them all once and I enjoyed the ride, but
that's fair. That's totally fair. That's why the next actor is not in any Harry Potter movies. So you move on from that.
Doug knows I get real stuck on the Harry Potter movies.
So this time we'll start with Doug, and then it goes to Brandon, and then to Jonah. And Doug, here's your chance to tie this up, and then we'll go to a tiebreaker. The films of Robert Englund.
Oh,
it's his birthday today.
Whoa, really?
Finger, yeah. Freddy Krueger, and much, much more. He wasn't just that. In fact, I just saw what I think was his first appearance film just recently. I'll tell you about that once we get through with this round. But how many of...
I don't know how many Nightmare on Elm Street there are.
How many of those do you think you can name, Doug?
Do they have like subtitles or no? Felt like
I think they're all in English.
Well, no, I mean not subtitles. Like
title. Yeah, I knew you meant when I took the opportunity.
oh my god, I don't know how many. I'll say 6 if you don't count. Yeah, I don't know how many Nightmare on Elm Streets there are. I'll say 5 films to play it safer, but I might bomb that. Shit.
Yeah, why not say the number that you think you can do instead of saying I don't be able to do this? Or are you tricking me? Are you pretending to not know his films?
I bet there's way more Nightmare on Elm Street, and I don't know how deep that goes.
It goes pretty deep, but you're not going to know what they're called.
Right, shit.
You're seeing this unravel in real time with Doug.
Yeah, I'm going to be the one that has a panic attack.
Okay, saying 5?
Sure.
Okay. That's his confident bid, Brandon. More than 5?
I would go with 6.
Nice. Jonah.
I'm going to go with 8.
Ooh.
That really happened?
Yeah.
Wow. This is exciting.
8.
Can't believe it here.
Well, I definitely can't top that. I can name one outside of Nightmare on Elm Street, but.
Why are you by saying things out loud?
What's that?
Nothing.
Name it.
Okay, Doug says you got to get 8 Robert Englund movies in 60 seconds, Jonah.
Okay.
All right. We've got 60 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now.
A Nightmare on Elm Street.
1.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge.
2.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
3.
A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4, Dream Master.
4.
Nightmare on Elm Street 5, Dream Child.
5.
Nightmare on Elm Street 6, Freddy's Dead.
6.
Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
7.
And Freddy vs. Jason.
8. You did it.
Oh, nice work.
Amazing.
He was also in Ford Fairlane.
Yeah. And Urban Legend.
Urban Legend, yeah.
Yeah, and he's involved in a bar fight with Chris Christopherson in A Star is Born.
That's right.
Whoa.
I just saw that scene the other night. It just really made me laugh because he just is like that character that comes in and is like, well, I'm going to say a few lines and people are going to start punching each other.
Yeah. Is he the Wishmaster, or is that another actor?
Oh, it might be.
I think that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That feels like him for sure. Okay, so congratulations, Joda. You won that game, and we will tell you what you won right after this break. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back. Jonah, Ray, you get to go first in our final game today to determine a winner. And that game is called Dream a Little Dream. No, it's not a game about Meredith Salinger films. But perhaps we can do that when she's on the show soon. How's that for a tease? This is about movies currently available on my cable systems on demand that have the word dream in the title. Doug, there's Dreamcatcher, Dreaming Grand Avenue, Dreamland, American Dream, Olympic Dreams, Alone with Their Dreams, Winter's Dream, A Boy, A Girl, A Dream, Dream House, Man of Her Dreams, and Dream Boy. All of those are currently available, and I know very little about most of them. I will read the description of one of these films, and then I will give Jonah Ray, because he gets to go first, I'll give you three options of titles that go with the description of the movie. You pick the right one, you win a point. You miss, Brandon gets a shot. Brandon misses two, and Doug gets the gimme point because there's only three options.
Great.
First to 2 points wins. If you get an answer correct, you'll hear this. If you miss, you'll hear this. That one's really quiet. Oh, that's better. All right. I'm glad I did a sound check. All right. Jonah. A teen bounty hunter is torn between helping or capturing a fugitive bank robber. Is that movie called American Dream, Dreamcatcher, or Dreamland?
I'm going to go with Dreamland. Yay.
So suspenseful.
I was.
You did it. You got that one right. You got 1 point on the board. Brandon.
Hey.
Two strangers discover the truth behind their linked destiny after appearing in each other's dreams. Is this movie Dreamcatcher, Dreaming Grand Avenue, or Dream House?
I'm going to go with Dream House.
What are you laughing at, Doug?
The noise.
Two strangers discover the truth behind their linked destiny after appearing in each other's dreams. Your two options, Doug Mellard, are Dreamcatcher or Dreaming Grand Avenue.
I'll go Dreamcatcher.
So, Jonah,
is it? Oh, here we go. You got this. Just take the leap, Jonah. Just take the leap.
There's only one more option.
It's still stressful. Dreamcatcher.
Wait.
Oh God.
You didn't say the one that was left.
What's that?
Doug Mellard said Dreamcatcher, and then you said Dreamcatcher.
Yeah, I know. It was a joke. Oh. I thought it didn't matter. I thought it was obvious that.
Still wrong. Oh, I see. That you were joking.
But yeah, I'm sorry. This used to be a comedy podcast, Doug.
You know, you do something on Zoom, shit gets serious.
That's
just say it out loud, though.
Dreaming on Grand Avenue.
Yes, very good. You win.
Yes.
You did it. Wow, that like went way quicker than I expected it to. I thought that Dreamcatcher would be an interesting element in the game because there was a Stephen King adaptation called Dreamcatcher.
Yeah.
That was
super weird movie.
Very weird.
Timothy Oliphant and Morgan Freeman. That shit is wild.
It's wild.
Yeah, they shit out the monster out of their asses. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. So so I thought everyone would get caught up on like just waiting to hear, you know, a movie that sounds like that movie. But there's a Dreamcatcher from more recently, which it drives me crazy. This idea that any movie can have any name now, like which movies are protected? Like, I guess no one would make something called The Godfather, but else seems like up for grabs. I thought that you know, once a movie's made, you couldn't use that title again. But now if you look on your, you know, on demand, it's just like there's a million titles that have happened before. I don't know why I'm complaining so much about it, but
yeah. I really want to try and make a movie that's like Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, maybe Christopher Walken, and call it Dirty Godfathers. It's like a take where it's like the hit comedies where it's Dirty Grandpa, but they're all mobsters. What do you think?
I think there's potential there.
But imagine the title in big, bold red letters on a mostly white poster.
Yeah, that looks pretty good, but it's just that you know, the last couple times, because it's happened a couple times now, De Niro's been in two movies with Grandpa in the title, and Walken was just in one, and that didn't do very well.
They're not good.
I don't know why we're insisting these guys are grandpas, because they're still vibrant. I don't know.
Vibrant 70-year-olds?
Yeah. The day that somebody told Robert De Niro he was funny was probably not a great day.
Oh yeah. After that Meet the Parents, it's been a wild ride as a Robert De Niro fan.
Yeah. Because he's like, you know, all these crappy comedies and he's, you know, he's a good actor, so he's fine in them. But, you know, you think back to like a great comedy like Midnight Run and how amazing he is in that. And then, but then also it just like it cheapens his dramatic roles, because now how much of a threat is he when he's just so silly in these other movies?
That was the problem I have with The Irishman, because, you know, he's supposed to be kind of like not the sharpest tool in the shed. And so he made these blank faces sometimes where I'm like, I shouldn't be laughing at this, but this is silly.
There's a thing that I remember seeing an interview, like Weird Al talked about how like he kind of faced, like he didn't really like some of the later after Police Squad, like the Naked Gun movies, because he said like someone told Leslie Nielsen that he was super funny. And the whole funny thing with Leslie Nielsen is that he was like taking everything super seriously.
Yeah. And he and he's a silly guy. Like he'd go on talk shows with a fart box and sit there and, you know, pretend to not make these farting noises and stuff. And like, you know, he was just a wacky, fun guy. And, you know, so after a few of those movies, he's probably like, okay, you know, everybody gets that I can do this deadpan and it's funny, but, you know, let's get really wacky with it. And you're right. They just did. It kind of ruined it. But also they didn't need to make so many of them either.
That's true.
And he doesn't need to be in so many movies that are also still doing that same thing, but they're not Police Squad movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Spy Hard.
Wasn't there one Repossessed?
Yes.
Or was it just Possessed? I forget, but it was a dumb Exorcist parody.
Yeah. It was in the Mr. Magoo movie.
Yeah. Mr. Magoo. Oh, yeah.
Mr. Good movie. I can't get over the Dennis the Menace movie that John Hughes produced. Did you guys see that?
Oh, Walter Matthau. Walter Matthau. Oh, wow. That movie was bonkers. Even as a 6-year-old kid seeing that, I'm like,
yeah,
Dennis,
I mean, I don't care.
I don't care what, how rude, how mean of an old man he is. He's not the wet bandits. He's not trying to break into your home. And yet Dennis the Menace like makes him do the splits on bathroom floor and crack his nuts on the ground.
Yeah, that's also back when Christopher Lorre did all those weird movies with kids. Like he did that in Camp Nowhere. And I'm like, what's going on with this career path that he's on?
Because Camp Nowhere is a movie that I loved so much as a kid. Same. I thought it was so cool. And I'm so afraid to go back to it.
Oh, it's bonkers, man. It's just like, because Christopher Lloyd's like a con man, and then he gets conned by kids to run a summer camp. It's just completely illegal and illogical, but it's still fun, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's the important thing. I like that kid. The kid who plays Dennis the Menace, him, Mason Gamble, I liked him in Rushmore. He's Jason Schwartzman's little friend that like they have a falling out, and then he keeps hitting Jason Schwartzman with his wrist rocket. What are those things? You know, he keeps shooting BBs at him.
Slingshot?
Slingshot, that's the word for it. there's this new ride at California Adventure at Disney where it's a Spider-Man themed thing, and supposedly like you get to like shoot webs from your wrists.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't know how they're gonna pull that off, but it does sound cool.
But everyone's got to get bit by a spider, radioactive spider, before they go on the ride. I mean, it doesn't happen right away. So do you get the bit by the spider, then go the next stage for the ride? I don't get it. It doesn't seem logical to me.
Yeah, it's going to be tricky, you know, because also, you know, you got to wait 2 weeks and then get your second one. Yeah. All right. I want to play these last. I got two more rounds of this game. I want to play them anyway, even though Jonah walked away with it. I'll let you guess on this next one. A mass killer terrorizes a disc jockey and a group of friends at an underground music festival. Is this movie A Boy, A Girl, A Dream, American Dream, or Dream Catcher?
A Boy, A Girl, A Dream. I'll say that one.
Is about a mass killer who terrorizes a disc jockey and a group of friends. What?
None of it sounds like it's about that.
I know. That's what's so great about some of these descriptions are like perfectly confusing. So, but I just want to be clear that a mass killer terrorizes a disc jockey and a group of friends at an underground music festival.
Yes.
And you're going with a boy, a girl, a dream.
I'm going Dream Team starring Michael Keaton.
All right. Brandon, what do you think?
What was the other one besides Dreamcatcher?
American Dream.
American Dream, I'm going with.
Jonah, it's like okay. Jonah cannot lose
it. Here we go, Jonah. One more time. Into the breach. You got this. Doug must be feeling bad for you, so he's giving you a leg up on this. I appreciate it. I'm going to go Dream Catcher, Doug. Am I right with that?
You are correct. Hang on a second.
Why? Oh, yeah, that's right.
I really shouldn't have put these sound effects things in the other room. I always have to go get them. Come back. Takes me forever. Great job. It's Dreamcatcher. See, that was, this whole thing was set up so that you guys would just be like sick of hearing Dreamcatcher, so you would never guess it. I guess it sort of worked.
It was me. I kept going. I know you mentioned that there's another Dreamcatcher. Like you gave us the hint a while back, but I still went to the open booty holes. I'm like, it's not that movie because that doesn't have a disc jockey in it.
One of those guys had to have been a disc jockey
just by stat,
yeah,
right?
I don't know why they made this new Dreamcatcher about a music festival. I don't know why, because also that Dreamcatcher movie like is about those specific things, those Dreamcatchers that you put like over your bed to keep demons away or whatever. So I don't know, is there an actual Dreamcatcher in this underground music festival movie? And what kind of underground music festival movie does Jonah Ray not know about?
This one.
All right, let's do one. I got one more. I had a tiebreaker all set to go, so let's do that one. And let's start with Doug again, because I want to embarrass you as much as possible.
Thank you.
Be sure to come listen to him over on Wide World of Ducks, where he doesn't have to know anything. which one? This is a young girl rebels after being left with her grandmother in a small town. Doug, is that movie Alone with Her Dreams, American Dream, or Dream House?
Oh boy. Dream Catcher?
That was the last movie. This one you get to pick Dream, Alone with Her Dreams, American Dream, or Dream House?
Dream House.
I think you should, like, if there's a game show where wrong answers get you all the prizes, you should go on it.
Good.
Your instincts are terrible. Okay.
Dream House is a horror movie, right?
Is it?
Yeah, I believe so.
It's Craig?
Yes. And his wife.
Yeah, Rachel Weisz or Vice.
Yeah. That's only one. Two of the movies in this game today that were possibilities I'm familiar with. That one, and then isn't Olympic Dreams, isn't Nick Kroll in that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a Nick Kroll movie. I mean, you know, he's just acting in it, but he's like, it's a romantic comedy, I think, and he's the male lead.
Here's the thing about the movie Dream House. It's an ironic title because it turns out it's not a good place to live. And that's what's kind of funny about that title.
Yeah, well, that's why you guys guessed it earlier for one of these other things, because all of these movies sound like they could take place in a dream house, where that turns out to be ironically named. But this one about the young girl and her grandfather is called Alone with Her Dreams. But all of those are available on demand on your cable system. So if you want to spend a few bucks and watch any of them, let us know on Doug Loves Movies on Twitter if any of them are any good. I'm guessing no. If I had to guess. Mm. Jonah Ray, congratulations on winning today.
Thank you so much.
We've got a live show coming up this Wednesday night. Do you by any chance have Wednesday night free?
I don't. I was bummed because it's something that I would have just gone to see anyway, but I'm sorry, I can't make it.
Well, you know, that's all right. We had a good run. I think we were friends for a long time.
Wait, no, this is it? This is the time where you give me the ultimatum? We've had so many good experiences together, Doug.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think you should go back to Hawaii.
They don't like me there.
They don't have Zoom there, so I'll never hear from you again.
Oh, no.
No, well, I will definitely hit you up about returning as champion on another episode soon, either a live one or a Zoom one. We're continuing to do new shows weekly, and we'll definitely get you back in the mix. But what would you like to plug for now?
I'm on my friend's podcast. Dave Schilling is a very funny comedy writer. We're doing a show called Galaxy Brains, where he comes up with like crazy takes on movies and we kind of discuss them and stuff like that. For example, we talk about how Josie and the Pussycats is the most anti-capitalist film ever made. And he's the one we're doing about how Dom from the Fast and Furious movies might be a literal angel. And that's where the whole series is headed.
I am very excited about the series going in that direction because, you know, now that you mention it, he likes to wear white a lot. And nothing to him is more important than family. So yeah, it's feeling very angel-like.
Yeah. And he has he breaks down everything that's happened in the entire series. We just recorded it today and it's wild. He's very, very funny and very good at having like crazy takes about stuff.
All right. Crazy takes with Jonah and some other guy,
Dave Schilling. It's called Galaxy Brains.
Okay. If you say so. Brandon, great Rand and Collins, great first time guests.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you had fun.
Oh, absolutely. This is a blast. I mean, I got washed out by Jonah at the end, but it was a fair questions, you know?
Yeah. It's just questions that you can just get lucky on. Medium popcorn.
That's right. Medium popcorn. We just released our 400th episode. We reviewed Tyler Perry's Temptation, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor, which is as painful as the title makes it seem.
Yeah.
We have that. You can also find us like on all podcast players on Rotten Tomatoes because we're Rotten Tomatoes accredited. And then Drunk Black History on Saturday, June 19th. We're celebrating Juneteenth. There are a live stream of tickets available. We're having it in person, but we will be live streaming from Brooklyn, and you can get tickets for that at the drunkblackhistory.com.
Thank you so much for being here, Brandon. Anytime you want to come back, anytime you have anything to plug or you just want to come play some games, definitely hit me up, because that was super fun. And yeah. Doug Mellard, I would like you to never speak to me again. Mm-hmm. You've embarrassed me for the last time.
I got to learn my game movies.
What do you got to plug, buddy?
I'm starting a live stand-up show, a monthly, every first Thursday of the month in Austin, Texas at the Buzzmill. It's called Excelsior, and it's co-hosted by my buddy Mike Wiebe. So check that out starting July 1st. And then, of course, Wide World of Dougs.
Yes. A new episode of Wide World of Dougs comes out every Friday, except for the last Friday of the month. That's when we do a bonus. Doug Loves Movies. Like I said, Doug Loves Movies is back in front of an audience, a small audience that's distanced and whatnot, at the Brea Improv in Brea, California. Wednesday night, I've got a couple of great guests booked and was, you know, going to get the winner, the champ from the last episode we did or this episode today. And the last two champs in a row can't make it on Wednesday night. So I will come up with something awesome. Maybe I'll, reveal it on Twitter once I figure out who that's going to be. But I can guarantee that regular listeners of the show will have a fun time at the taping. One more time for Brandon Collins, Doug Mellard, and Jonah Ray. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks for having us.
And let's do, now that things are opening up, let's do a movie interruption soon.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I definitely want to, get back into that. I'm thinking maybe like Dynasty Typewriter seems to be like a good place to do that here in L.A.
Yeah, we did me, Baron, and Hampton did one there, just like a freestyle riff thing. And it's great. It's great for it.
Beautiful. As always, where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves.